Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the National Youth Day being observed in Zimbabwe tomorrow. Amid worsening economic hardships for young people and a push, it seems, by some ZANU-PF youths for constitutional amendments that would allow President Emmerson Mnangagwa to seek a third term in office when his second and final mandate expires in 2028. But first, a look at what's happening elsewhere in Africa. Liberian refugee Fanbule Gayekala Zaza shares his remarkable journey from escaping the civil war in Monrovia to selling on the streets of Sierra Leone for survival and the challenges he faced as an immigrant in the United States. VOA's Lisa Vonra reports that despite everything, he finds stability, success, and gratitude in his new home.
Back home in Liberia, soccer was the one thing that brought everyone together.
What's up, man?
It was about May 1990. At that point, the rebels haven't arrived in Monrovia yet. It was in the outskirts of Monrovia. We were fortunate to be one of the few family that could afford escaping at that point. So we went to Sierra Leone. We arrived in Freetown, and we live in a hotel.
Yo,
what's up, Zazu?
What's up, man?
For the first 3 months or so, we live a similar life like we did back in Liberia, where we had maid in a hotel with us, we had food, and everything seems to be fine. With the understanding that once the rebel get to Monrovia, everything will subside, and pretty soon we'll return back home, because it was our first civil war, and we didn't quite understand the impact or the magnitude of a civil war. My family ran out of money, and we had to relocate. So at that point, I was 11 years old. So we had to fend for ourselves. So one thing that my mother did was have a cell in the streets of Sierra Leone. As with any human being, your first thinking is, I need to get something to eat. How do I get something to eat? At this point, I have to sell to get something to eat. So you don't think that just a few months ago, I was, you know, I had everything and I could afford everything. At this point, you're thinking that I have to sell to eat. So you essentially disregard the past and continue to move forward, because at that point, you just put yourself within survival mode. When I first came to the United States, this is in the 90s, and these kids weren't used to anything that wasn't purely American attire. So we got made fun of a lot for what we wore, how we spoke. And then even worse, because when we cook in our house, we cook with a lot of spices. So as you can imagine, if you live in a small apartment with a lot of people, your clothes will always smell like the food and smell like spices.
Hi, how was soccer? Hi.
I'm married with two kids, live in the suburb of Virginia.
Did your team win? Did your team win?
Yeah, we won 3-0.
Yeah!
And what advice I would have for them, I think it goes beyond them, right? What advice I would have for any young person is work hard. Have integrity and build good relationships. You need to have those three things as your anchor in this life.
You want the whole thing?
The United States, as much problem we have, I think it's still one of the greatest country or the greatest country in the world, where you can come from nowhere, work very, very hard, regardless of your situation, right? And you dedicate yourself, and you are honest, you do well.
That shows you how much a chef I am. Got to put the meatloaf on the rice so you can have the meatloaf.
Thank you, Lisa, for that report. In Harare, Dr. Judith Katera, the SADC Deputy Executive Secretary for Corporate Affairs, told reporters today that the upcoming 44th SADC summit in August in Harare will not focus on Zimbabwe's disputed 2023 general elections. When questioned about the issue, Dr. Katira said SADC's focus was elsewhere. At the summit, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to assume the SADC chairmanship, which is rotational, from President João Lourenço of Angola. This is what Dr. Katira had to say.
Zimbabwe will be taking over as the chairperson of SADC, taking over from Angola. So that will happen in August this year. So we've come to meet with the Minister of Foreign Affairs. They are our hosts. So we are going to start working on the preparations for the hosting of this summit, which will be preceded by a number of meetings, like the council meetings and the industrialization week, where we're going to also invite private sector to be part of the process. So it's a preparatory meeting, and after that, nearer the time, we'll come again as SADC to come and check the state of preparedness of the country. The purpose of this mission is the summit. So that's the area that we are focusing on. The elections and the summit are completely two different things, so we don't discuss those issues.
Dr. Judith Katira, the SADC Deputy Executive Secretary for Corporate Affairs, speaking with the VOA in Harare today. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now to our main topic. Zimbabwe marks the National Youth Day holiday tomorrow amid worsening economic hardships for young people especially, and a push, it seems, by some ruling ZANU-PF youths for constitutional amendments that would allow President Emmerson Mnangagwa to seek a third term in office when his second and final mandate expires in 2028. The celebrations to be led by Mr. Mnangagwa will be held in Masingo under the theme Positioning Youth Empowerment and Development Towards Vision 2030. A cabinet update today said the gathering, mainly by ZANU-PF activists, will, quote, identify and unlock the socio-economic potential of youths through building the capacity of young people. To discuss this matter, we are joined by our panel, Mr. Munashe Mtusa of the ruling ZANU-PF and Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer based here in the United States in the great state of Texas. Good evening, gentlemen. Let me start off with Mr. Mtusa. There is a video, Mr. Mtusa, which has gone viral, showing ZANU-PF members in Masingo chanting that Mnangagwa vanenge varipo in 2030. Are you guys seeking a third term for the president, for Mr. Mnangagwa?
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of the panel. First and foremost, it must be made clear to Zimbabweans that tomorrow, the 21st of February, Zimbabwe is celebrating a National Youth Day, the Robert Mugabe National Youth Day, which is a day that was birthed by the Youth League of ZANU-PF in 2016 when they resolved that the 21st February movement then be turned into a day where we celebrate young people. And as such, today we are preparing to go to Mashingo tomorrow, having been in Lubani in March not last year. This year we are saying that we want to position youth empowerment and development towards 2030. And that is the agenda that we are on right now as young people of Zimbabwe, particularly as young people in ZANU-PF. So it's important that we also point out that what is circulating on the video is a video of an inter-district ZANU-PF meeting of the Youth League, which met in Mashingo in preparation of this National Youth Day, which is open for everyone, by the way. But the Youth League was meeting in Mashingo to prepare for this meeting. And there is a small segment of a video that has been circulated by the mischievous lot. And all manner of things have been said about the video. But we are so aware that in ZANU-PF, or rather the president before, has even said a statement to that effect that has made people go around saying all sorts of conclusions and matters, that in 2013, Ndindi Chipo, it is a matter of fact that he is a human being, he is alive, and he is living his life hoping that in 2030, in 2040, in 2050, all of us wish to be there as a matter of fact, as a first instance. And secondly, the young people in ZANU-PF particularly understand that President Mnangagwa was overwhelmingly supported and voted for in the last August 23 and 24 elections that we held last year, and ZANU-PF acquired more than two-thirds majority of seats in parliament. So in this manner, we are poised to now push our developmental agenda for young people. In that agenda, if you remember when the president came in 2017, he was pursuing what he was referring to as Vision 2030. A lot of people were now questioning, how can you speak about 2030 when he's supposedly old? And he said, no, I'm talking about 2030 because I will be there in 2030 as a Zimbabwean. So anything that can come, or people that are drawing conclusions around things that have not even happened or things that are not happening, it's the burden of proof. It's the burden of proof to prove otherwise. But we, our preoccupation right now as young people in Zimbabwe is to pursue the developmental agenda as set by the president, our visionary, through his election promises.
Okay.
And through the blueprint that has been released, the National Development Strategy 1 document that we are currently pursuing.
Mr. Mtusa, let me come in there and interrupt. Okay, let me try you a different way. Are there some youths in ZANU-PF who are pushing for a third term for Mr. Mnangagwa?
I am not privy to those kind of issues, as it were. In fact, I think it would be purposeful to ask those that may be thinking that or not thinking that. What I am saying that in the Youth League, the current Youth League in ZANU-PF is 100% behind the presidency of Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, having been elected in 2023 for another term, as he has done well in the past 5 years. Any talk of the term ending and what happens after the term ends is premature. We are only 1 year after his election, and already people are talking about 2028. Don't you think that is premature? When we are talking about a National Youth Day, where we are supposed to be bringing to the fore developmental issues, economic issues, empowerment issues affecting young people in Zimbabwe, drugs and substance abuse that is affecting young people in Zimbabwe. And of all those things that were said in that meeting in Mashingo, only a small clip where somebody said 2030, which is something that has already been said before, and they make it a headline, something that is worth discussion. I think that is beyond the point.
Okay.
What is important is to appreciate the value of the day tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you there, Mr. Mtusa, and please do stay on the line. Let me go to Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer in Texas. I'm sure you also saw for yourself the video from ZANU-PF youths, the Kumaswinguanzi, 2030, Vamnangagwa. Vanenge vachipo muri kuzvionawo sei vamasiya izvi?
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. Zunhu zvokuti kana zviri izvo zvava kureva kuti vamunangagwa vanenge vachiripo ne third term, zvinhu zvisina kuva zvakaringana. But I would like to appreciate hangu mukoma wachakubva kutaura kuti kana mayouth ezanupf vasiri kufunga izvozvo zvokupusha agenda yekuti vamunangagwa vave ne third term, I think that's very good of them, because pretty much even if ZANU-PF yaida kuti vamunangagwa vave ne third term zvasingaiti in terms of this constitution, unless the provision in constitution inotaura zvekuextenda term yaamendwa through referendum. Saka hazvizi zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuva zvichingoitika zvokuti kuda paitawo vanhu kana mayouth anoda kuti pave nezvinhu zvakadaro zvokuti vamunangagwa vave vachi poor at third term, hazvizi zvinoitika zviri nyore, because pane matano akati kuti anofanira kuva achiitwa in terms of the constitution ya Zimbabwe.
Saka, because there is a debate over whether the legislature can adequately change the constitution if ZANU-PF has a two-thirds majority in both chambers. Right now, they only have two-thirds in the lower chamber. They don't have that in the Senate. Saka, zvamuri kureva apa vamasiya ndezvekuti even if they secure two-thirds in both chambers, they will not be able to change the constitution to allow the president to run for a third time. That would require a referendum. Is that what you are saying?
Well, what I'm saying clearly is you are correct in that way, but probably with some clarifications, because in terms of section 328, subsection 6, ZANU-PF or the people, the majority, can actually push for an agenda for an extension of a term, probably into the third term limit. But that extension cannot benefit the incumbent. I mean to say that even if they had the two-thirds majority in both houses, Mr. Mnangagwa cannot benefit from that amendment itself. But there is a provision within the Constitution, again, that says that that provision can be amended by the legislature. But that amendment to that specific provision, it will be treated as one of the Chapter 4 rights, the Declaration of Rights in the Constitution, and will need now to go to a referendum where the majority has to vote to amend that section. Then at that time, probably the president can then get his extension, if that is what the amendment will mean.
Thank you there, Panekujekesa Vamasiya. And if you are just joining us along Msakazo West Studio 7, sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, njalo namhlanje sikhuluma ngelanga le-National Youth Day, okulikhefu labasakhulayo kusasa, eliza ngesikhathi abanye abeZANU-PF abasakhulayo ikakhulu emaswingo besithi hayi uMongameli Mnangagwa uza kuba ekhona ngo-2030. Okuthethwe ngabanengi okungangokuthi hayi bathi uMnangagwa uzabe lokhu engupresident ngo-2030. Siyazi ukuthi i-constitution yeZimbabwe isisekelo sombuso, kumbe umthethosisekelo uthi upresident weZimbabwe engaseva kuphela amahlandla amabili. Ubaba uMnangagwa ungene ngo-2018 waseva yakuqala, ungenile futhi last year useseva esibili, njalo ingeyokugcina ephela ngo-2028. Kodwa njengokusho kwabanye abeZANU-PF abasakhulayo bakhanya bengani bakhona abafuqayo ukuthi kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso ukuze angene njalo kwehlandla lesithathu ngo-2028 khonapho. Kodwa uMunashe Mtusa owezanupf kobulawayo uyakulandula uthi hayi bona bakhangelane lelanga lakusasa abakhuluma ngo-2028 laba 2030 is premature. Njalo ubaba Kennedy Masiye oligqweta isilaye lapha uthi yena ukuze umnankakwa angene ngo-2030 ukuthi abelokhu ekhona engumongameli kuzadingakala ukuthi iZANU-PF ibe le-2/3 majority ephalamende yaphansi, i-National Assembly le-Senate. Kathesi ile-2/3 ku-National Assembly kuphela, kusenate kayila. Kanti-ke alubana sithi itholile i-2/3 majority la kusenate, uthi ubaba Masiye oliqeda kuzadingakala ukuthi yebo bengaguqula khonapho ukuthi umnankakwa usengaba ngumongameli okwesithathu, kuzadingakala ukuthi kuyiwe ebantwini ku-referendum baye kusho ukuthi bayavumelana yini laleyo nguquko enziwe lidale lephalamende. Tonight we have our guests Munashe Mututsa of ZANU-PF and human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye. But before I come back to you, gentlemen, kahle sithathe umlaleli Timbo Tora Mtereri. Makadienyu Mtereri.
Makadiko mukoma ndungamili ngomo nava Masiya nava Mututsa wave ZANU-PF neva tariri neva tereri vose.
Aiwa tinofara edu mukoma mainzonya iri mugango mangwana kuri kucherechedzwa zuva renational youth day. Reve chidiki riri kuuyapo vamwe veZANU-PF vachiti 2030 vamunankagwa vanenge varipo pachidimbu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya regai nditende nemukana wandapiwa mangwana izuva reyouth ra21 February wangu ndizo hatina zvatingaita asi kuti vechidiki vakawanda tiri kutambudzika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Vechidiki vakawanda tiri kupera kufira mumugodhi. Vechidiki vakawanda tiri kupera kupararira mumigwagwa. Vechidiki vakawanda havana mabasa, vakuita basa reuhwindi. Vechidiki vakawanda vari kupinda mune zvinodhaka nokuba. Vechidiki vakawanda vari kubuda munyika yeZimbabwe vachitofudzwa mhombe unana Botswana nedzimwe nzira dzakatikomberedza. Vechidiki vakawanda vanasikana vanoonekwa vachiwanikwa mudhirodhi usiku namasikati nekushayiwa zvokuita nemabasa, uye futi mabasa acho ari munyika haana cheuviri. Saka vechidiki pazuva ramangwana zvaro iri zuva rokutongorangarira nhamo neurombo, tichitogeza manga enhamo kuti zvino Mwari chapera rini kourombo wakadai, nokuti haiti zvaita hatari zvaita asi hapana zviripo. Singati singavashori zvavo vamwe vari kuti vachada kuti vapurezidendi vasvike 2030 varipo, aiwa ifungwa dzavo nokuti apa chavo havana zvavangaita ndozvotoudzirwa mashoko. Kuti katikatasa mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe urombo nenzara hurimo. Vamwe vechidiki tanga timwe kurima kotoni, mari yatakarima kotoni gore rakapera asati apiwa nekotiko neyapigo rapera musere asati apiwa. Saka zvimwe zvinotirwadza izvozvo tichindwa vamwe vedu vechidiki vasingafungi nokuti nasuno vamwe vavo vakuru vari kuparana migodhi, vari kuparana minde yenzimbe kwakasiyana naipo vhali vamwe zvitambudzika. Saka tinongozvitarisa uye futi zvenhau yamataura yekuti pa-2/3 majority apa tinotinetsa nechokuti mukati menyika yedu muno yeZimbabwe dambudzo tandiri kuti avo vezeve vamwe veopposition party navo vanhuva vasina kurongeka 2/3 majority vamunanga aredi vakatoiwana sevamasiya zvachitaura zvavo kuti zvinobva kuzvozi opposition party hamuna kurongeka. Angu wamangwenderengwere muri kuona zvakaita vasengisvabangu vakamirana navabiki nana vanuve. Saka zvinoreva kuti
tinotenda vamoyo nguva ndizo dzafamba. Let's leave it there vamoyo. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Mtutsa, uyavezwa vayakhuluma abalaleli lo uthi akula lutho lokujabulela ngosuku lwakusasa i-National Youth Day ngoba abasakhulayo kabalamsebenzi, ukudla kuyadula, bayahlupheka abantu eZimbabwe.
Alright, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngethuba leli esilinike lona, kodwa maybe ngenxa yokuthi ukhulume ngolimi olwesishoneni ngizamphendula lami ngesishona ukwenzela ukuthi maybe engizwe impendulo yami. Zvinoitika nezvekudai so mangwana tiri kutaura isusu kuti tiri kucherechedza mangwana sezuva reNational Youth Day. Izuva ratiri kuti isusu tiri kuda kuti titore tipozishine nyaya the youth empowerment, nyaya the youth development towards vision yakatarwa nemutungamiri wenyika yevision 2030 iyi yazoitisa noizi mumastriti evanhu vemakuhwa. Chatiri kutaura ndechekuti munhu wese pa kana zvongo chizviti uri mwana kana uri wechidiki uya tisangane nemamwe mayuti kunenge kuine magurukote ehurumende kunenge kuine ma NGO kunenge kuine vanhu vese vanhu vemusangano yakasiyana siyana yezvematongerwo enyika tiungane pamwe chete titaure zvatingaite kuitira kuti tivandudze upenyu hwedu nyaya dzemabasa ndo dzacho dziri kutogadzirwa navamunangagwa nyaya dzekuti uwane kuzvitonga kudzere uwane empowerment ndo dzacho dziri kugadziriswa nehurumende yavamunangagwa saka zvekukomplaina uchiita noise uri kunze zvinotokanganisa nekuti hauzongowani mukana wekuti upinde pane vamwe pinda pane vamwe uzive zviri kuitika uri mukati kune vamwe vakaramba vamwe vachinotora land munana 2000-2001 nhasi vari kuitsvaga land yacho vari kutoida because pazvakaitikaiti ndezvezanupf uyai mukati mehurumende uyai mukati mezvirongwa zvehurumende hurumende ndeyevanhu vese
akazopedza kudhara namafichane ngingene futi konapo mnumzana mutusa ngamafichane vakona abathi yebo lithi kule nhlelo zokuthuthukisa abatsha ikakhulu udaba lwezenjiwayo lwemigodi amamines egolide kodwa abathi ababhenefithayo ngabantu abakhulu kuzanup f abasakhulayo kabatholi lutho ngamafitshane ngekumasi
lowo umbuzo ngumbuzo wabantu abangaziyo okwenzakalayo nxa ufuna ezokwemba ezimbabwe kulula kakhulu ukuthi ungene kikho nxa ungawusakhulayo uyahamba eministry of mine baye kuncedisa sile-youth desk in every ministry in government ekuncedisayo kwiinto zonke ozifunayo baza kutshela ukuthi kumele uyenze njani kumele uthatheni kumele uhambe uyobona indawo yakho kumele lihambe liyoyenza iplegging yenu ngubuyinokubhadalayo inhlawulo ezibhadalayo uthathe konke ongabe ukufuna uyenze omele ukwenze uwembe ngendlela ephakemeyo nxa umele ukwenze
siyabonga asitshiye khonapho Mr. Mtusa ngizaphenduka kuwe nxa kulesikhathi atidzokere kwamuri vamasiye tomorrow's National Youth Day comes at a time when UNICEF says 500,000 that's half a million children in Zimbabwe are not attending school because of economic challenges. Would you say as we go into tomorrow that young people's human rights are being observed in Zimbabwe and adequately?
Yes, yeah, I would say that those rights are not really being, observed, and there's no progression which is constant, which is being done by the government. Youths need to be empowered, not just through, certain political parties, but these programs need to be national and embrace every youth. And also, I would like to also even give advice to other youths who benefit directly from probably the government through their political party, which is ZANU-PF, that when you talk about development, development should not just be centered, locally or even districtly. We should be looking at trying to compete internationally with other youths, and so that we can also scale up as youths and compete and get our own direct sources of funds through our own initiatives that also then help in advancing, progressively our rights as youth so that we can benefit, as a people in Zimbabwe. So I would say those statistics might be right because of probably the narrowness of the, the policy that the government has, which need to be, broadened and embrace every youth so that we can compete internationally.
Thank you there very much, Vamasi. And unfortunately, we are out of time and we will have to leave it there. Thanks to our guests tonight. That's Mr. Kenneth Masia, human rights lawyer, and Munashe Mtusa, a ZANU-PF activist. Kwanele, and also thank you to our listeners. Kwanele, good evening, Zimbabwe. I'm Tunda Milinkomo.